coming back here, your mindset and attitude has got to be different. Much different than it's ever been, okay? We have to win in this division. And the only way we're going to win this division is go kick their ass. It ain't going to be the sweetheart approach. So we're going to have to get bigger, stronger, more dominant as a football team. It's going to get better from this day forward. We're going to put better players on this team. We're going to sign our players that are here that want to come back. And we're going to continue to move forward. That is my job as a head coach of this team, is to get this team where it needs to be. And where we should be is in the playoffs, where these other teams are right now. Everybody got me? So a year from now, that's where I expect to be.
I think what we all felt was that the process of how we did things was correct. We didn't get the results we want.
Even though the season wasn't the season that we all was looking forward to, I still take good out of bad situations.
You know, I think it taught us a lot. It was really cool to see how the team stuck together.
Every game we came into thinking we could win, you know, and believing, not just thinking, but believing we can win.
I think we saw a lot of young guys take a big step towards where we need them to be playing if we want to be a championship team.
You got to get the field goal team out and kick in 10 seconds.
And the clock is running. It's down to 7 seconds. They set it down at the 35. It's down to 4, 3, 2, 1. They got it off. The kick on the way. End over end. The kick is up. And it is no good. And the Browns have won it. A 45-yard field goal. No good. At the absolute last tick of the clock.
You don't know how special that win was unless you was on the team, unless you was in that locker room, unless you went to battle with us, went through training camp with us, went through all the adversity we went through in the season. You don't know how that feel. It was a great gift to Hugh Jackson, Joe Thomas. Those guys really deserve it. It's just one of those things where it's just more than just that one win. It just kind of illustrates everything that was going on through our season. Is, you know, we just sticking to it and getting that win that late in the season just shows that we never gave up.
Plan for Hugh is great. He's unchanging. He's going to demand the best out of you every single day. And as a player, you don't want anything other than that. It's from a coach, he's going to play you if you perform.
He genuinely does care about each and every one of us. And, you know, that's really cool to see in a head coach, because we're not just a number or a cattle in a market, so to speak, but we're people. And, you know, it's always good to see a coach that cares.
He came to work every day with the same attitude, regardless if we won the game or regardless if we lost the game. And that just speaks volume of the type of guy he is and the type of character he has.
Yeah, I definitely give Hugh a lot of the credit. He's a great leader. He's a great motivator. And you can just feel the passion and the energy and the positive momentum coming from him that this is going to be different as we come into next season. And I think everyone's really excited about him leading us through the offseason and putting us in uncharted territory.
You're trying to always do anything and everything you can to be better. My job is to always make sure that we have the best everywhere when we can, you know. And Greg Williams is one of the best coordinators in all of pro football.
I'm here because I respect Hugh Jackson. I can tell you which offensive football coaches write everything on a chart and call the game on a chart, and I can tell you which offensive football coaches lay it down and said, let's go. Let's come get some. And Hugh's one of them.
When I had a chance to interview him and spend time with him, I knew pretty quickly that he was the right guy for me, because he's fiery, he's smart, he's proven. He has a way about him that I really respect and like, having competed against him so many times and being on the other side of the field and yelling at each other and all those things. So I like that.
I'm not going to box them into a certain kind of defense, and I'm not going to box them into a certain way they have to play. Now, what I am going to box them into is their effort and their toughness.
I've worked with Greg Williams before. Greg was the defensive coordinator at the Washington Redskins when I was the offensive coordinator at the Washington Redskins for Joe Gibbs. So we have a great working relationship. I'm really excited to see Greg here and the other young coaches that have been brought into the staff. You know, they're doing a great job, and it's really nice to get to know them, and we'll get to know them even better as the season progresses.
I think it's great that we're going to get a chance to go to the Senior Bowl and coach next week. Had to put a staff together, had to hit the ground running, had to get organized, all on the same page to go down there and do that. This is going to be a good thing for Hugh and I. And so we get a chance to get a feel for each other and have some fun down there.
Out of way. Out of way. Out of way. All right, all right, all right. All right.
Here's the deal. This is, in my opinion, one of the best coaching staffs all of pro football. Okay? Now, understand this. You men are here. This is a job interview. Everybody get this, right? This is a job interview for you. This is an opportunity for you to come here and showcase your talent and ability, not just on the football field, but also off the field. Everything you do from here on in is going to get evaluated. You need to understand that. That's what this is all about. That's what life in the National Football League is. This is not about being cool.
We can go to commercial. We can get the quarterback off the spot. Let's go.
Get off! Get off! Get off! Get off!
Not good enough. Not good enough. Not good enough.
And the way we coach and the way we get after it might be a little different than what some of you guys are used to. That's part of it. We get after it.
Get him again. Back up. Get him again. Let's go. Compete. Let's go.
Come on now. If you want someone to listen to you, then be honest. Be real.
Get off!
Out of way. Out of way. Out of way. Out of way. All right, all right. All right.
Good. Good.
Hey, you're going to compete. Hey, you're going to compete. Hey, all right. Hey, between the whistles, all right? Between the whistles. Hey, between the whistles.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Provide leadership. Provide accountability. Provide a direction.
Knock it down.
Come on! Not that hard. Get your ass lined up.
Come on now. Top 12, man. Come on now. There you go. It's getting better.
On Saturday, you want to put your best foot forward. True? True? That's what you men want to do. You want to walk out there Saturday prepared to go showcase what you can to put on tape for these other 31 teams that you're going to get opportunity to do this in front of.
Well, I really never had an opportunity to coach in the Senior Bowl before. To be quite truthful, it was a goal of mine never to coach in the Senior Bowl.
There you go. Pick it up. Let's go. Nickel. Now we're going. Nickel.
I am a little bit more than a coach, and I do believe the best motivators, the best sales, the best teachers are the people that can see immediately whether you're getting it or not and whether you can get it or not and whether you are hiding something that causes you maybe not to excel.
All right, before we do this, is that one of the things is I'm a PhD in body language, so sit back, don't be leaning like that, set up, get your feet flat on the floor, pay attention. I'm gonna jump in the middle of your ass if I don't see you paying attention.
I came to grips about 15, 18 years ago. The reason I think I got placed on earth was to mentor young men, especially difficult young men.
Because, see, I get everybody in the league that are rejects. I don't mind coaching guys that have been bounced to the street one time. Because all of a sudden they come to me, and then I love the fact I lead the league of the most undrafted free agents playing in the Pro Bowl.
I love to see the spirit in their eyes, and I love to be able to put my hands on them and provide direction, accountability, discipline back into their lives. And so they all of a sudden coach, how do you want me to do it? And all of a sudden they figure out that now I have a chance with God-given talent to play in this league. But if you don't fit into the team environment, it's pretty hard to fit into this league.
Get after it! Bow, 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 bow. Get it out. That's right. Hey, make him earn it. Hey, I love it. Make him earn it. That's excellent. Make him earn it. Make him earn it.
There's no just one clear-cut way that this is why this will work. This is why this guy will be able to play and this guy won't. No, they're all pieces to the puzzle. And not only just from the measurables, the genetics of what mom and dad gave them in height, weight, speed, strength, change of direction, all that stuff is, but also the mental capabilities.
Drive, drive, get it out, get it out, get it out. That's good. Hey, good. Very, 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 very good. Hey, that's f***ing big time. I don't care where you went to school.
Good, nice job. Pull out there with that first step, Josh. Pull out with the first step. Say the Kings together, guys. Sameness. Try to find as much sameness as we can.
Ready, ready, ready.
Oh, Davis. Oh.
Our staff is trying to give you that opportunity to put you in the best situation. Then you got to go do it on Saturday. Everybody with me?
Yes, sir.
Let's stay after it now. Here we go. Break us down, Antonio.
Here we go, fellas. South on three, south on me. One, two, three,
south.
Army!
Find him, Chad. Find him. Don't let him get to that ball carrier. There you go. Hey, Chad. Chad, you made that block all the way in there. We just scored a touchdown. That a baby. That's the way to go. That's the way to go.
1-15 was the longest, most trying physically, mentally, and emotional year I've ever had.
Was it difficult? No question. Learning experience? No question. But at the same time, getting an opportunity, you learn from it, you grow from it, and you definitely don't want to experience it again.
Rico, there you go. Come on, Jinx. Come on, Jinx. That's better. That was better, Jinx.
Anytime you get a new group of guys who've never worked together, it's always fun because you get to teach from the ground level up. Fundamentals travel. They go from NFL city to NFL city. Systems change, language change, coaches change, but the fundamentals never change.
Good, right? Good, good. That's what I'm looking for. Okay, this time squeeze it. Okay, squeeze it. Now you got to close out. Now it's your eyes, face, hands on the near shoulder as he squeezes it down. Close him out. So there's no penetration, the guard doesn't get knocked off, and the halfback doesn't see color. Here we go. I'm the tight end. Yes, now you're going to close him out because he's going to turn and squeeze that C gap. Ready? Good.
This is you're underneath the hood of the car. You get a chance to, when you talk to the player face to face, kind of you can see his reaction. You can see the look in his eye. You can see how he learns. And then just the way he takes coaching. All that stuff right there is the advantage of the Senior Bowl.
Kick off to our groups. Here we go, Dingo. Here we go. Kick off face.
You go in there, ball pins right like that, and you engage that sucker, okay? If you wait to him and he has 5 yards of separation, he'll beat you every time. Okay, you're too quick to do that. You're too good to do that.
You evaluate, you know, every position coach evaluates most all of the players in his position in college football. And, yeah, there are certain, you have a wish list, people you would like to have and people that you know that you could develop at a higher and faster rate than others, people that have, you know, more talent than others, and people that just personalities fit better than others. So you always hope that, you know, there's a couple there, the diamonds in the rough, that they'll turn up for you and present you to, you know, prepare for the next year.
Come on, get off the ball. There you got it. Oh, well done. Really well done.
You can be fooled by film. You can't make everything based off of film. So it goes from film to the workout to the interview and then back to film. And you're able to tie it in a lot more, a lot better.
It is a long process, but at the end of the day, what you're trying to do is pick the very best players that you can to help your organization win. So you need to go through all of this to make sure you're making the right decisions.
anytime a player comes into the National Football League, they have to earn their mark through special teams.
I evaluate every position, really with the exception of offensive line and defensive line. You know, I need to know about all the backers, all the corners, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, because those are the guys that are going to be my bread and butter.
Because what I stress to the young guys is that when you go to an NFL city, there's already four guys waiting on you, you know, who are battle-tested, who've been there, done that, played in games, tackled people, ran the ball, caught passes, blitz pickup, et cetera, et cetera. You have to earn your job by being a great special teams player. You have to do that. And I think the young guys coming in don't always understand that because they've never done it. They've always been the man.
Good. One more time. Good. Lead with that inside step. You can't get this guard knocked up. That guard can't see color. He's got to get around that backer. Good.
It's a process, and it's a building block, and every step is a brick in that right direction as you build your foundation. So we're all pumped up and excited about it, and you wish it was year five right now because you know how good it's going to be.
There you go. Good eyes. Good eyes. Good eyes.
The college football season is not over. Time for one more game. One more game for the best seniors in America to impress, to improve their draft stock, to get a little tailgating in as well. It's the 2017 Reese's Senior Bowl.
These are the guys you're going to be with, the players that you bring in on a day-to-day basis. You just want to have a little bit of chemistry with the coaches. They're ultimately going to be stewards of developing the individual players that are on your team, and you want to make sure that, and able to maximize that component of their development, you want to make sure that there is a strong relationship between the two individuals.
It's been really, really good to meet our defensive staff that was just recently hired and to see them coach in action because we've never had that before. And then with the offensive staff, it's been really good to reconnect with them, talk to them about, you know, what their expectations are, how it was for them, and to sort of go back and forth.
Okay, so when we ran the alley, were they pressed?
No.
Yeah, pressed dead on mine.
Dead on everybody's ass?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, just like you would if he was on. But let's say it was 12 personnel and there was two guys there. Stay there.
A coaching staff ideally has a specific set of what they're looking for, a skill set that's going to produce for their offense or their defense. That communication between coaches and scouts is critical. Knowing what the coaches want, it helps the scouts look for it and identify it once we see it.
I was sitting with Kirby Wilson, our running backs coach, in the meetings yesterday. I was able to pick his brain a little bit about how each of the South running backs, how they learn, what are their strengths.
You're trying something out for a little bit to see if it actually fits for you and you like the way it is. And I think it gave our coaches a chance to kind of lay hands on guys for a week or so and see if this guy fits into the culture. This whole process is about finding the best players that fit our scheme and fit our culture that we want here and that we believe in that can make us successful.
If you got to get that guard up on the back and they create seams in there, all right?
All right, great job on the screen. Great job on the screen. Great job on the screen. Keep going.
What drives standouts in this setting, you know, the obvious part is the on-field performance, right? The guys who are having a very strong practice week, kind of dominating perhaps the guy that's across the ball from them, and then ultimately perform in the game. But there also is a second component, because this is a really difficult setting when you're thrown into this new environment, new system, new coaches, new techniques, and the guys that can pick it up very, very quickly, that's a necessity in the NFL.
Hey!
The position group that I've been extremely impressed with has been the South tight ends. You see a lot of athleticism, explosiveness, pass catching ability with size. And that's a very rare combination for this league. And I have no doubts that all three of those guys will definitely be contributing at the next level very, very soon, because they've been the three players that have stood out amongst all practices.
You know, certainly top players at that position, where really you're kind of like half tackle, half wideout, they can make a huge impact in the game.
Great job making them force a field goal. Great job making them force a field goal. Hey, let's tackle.
I think the biggest thing was kind of you were behind the ropes a little bit and had access, more access to the players. And you could sit in meetings and see how they interacted with each other. And, you know, nobody really knew each other, so it was kind of a seeing what players took charge, what players were content with being in the background.
You always love to hear from like their college coach, oh, he's a great note taker, he's really, really sharp in the meeting rooms, he understands football. And then to see that in person, it almost validates it.
You know, I thought the best thing for us was going to be, and was, the players seeing what kind of staff we have, and especially with Coach Jackson. I think it's really going to help us, one, in the draft, but more so with free agents and guys that are going to want to come play for us because of who we have coaching.
As an observer, as an evaluator, you were able to pick up a couple things as well. So I think it was a huge asset to the whole process to coach the Senior Bowl.
All the work that each scout has put in throughout the fall and visiting all these schools, talking to all these people, watching all the film, well, this is their chance to stand on the table and fight for a guy that they feel will help this ball club get to where it needs to get to.